here's a story from The World.
Back to our top story today, my conversation with Zalmay Khalilzad, the U.S. Special Representative for Afghanistan Reconciliation. He spearheaded efforts to negotiate a deal between the U.S. and the Taliban. Earlier this hour, Khalilzad told us that the U.S. military will be keeping an eye on Afghanistan from nearby. So I asked him if the Pentagon plans to keep a limited number of troops on bases in neighboring countries, why not just keep them in Afghanistan?
Well, because to keep them in Afghanistan means continuing the war in Afghanistan. And we've done that for 20 years.
But it sounds like you're planning to continue the war from afar.
So not what's the war in, from the far. The war between for the United States will be over in Afghanistan once our forces are out. But we'll keep an eye as we keep an eye on other places where terrorism challenge remains.
So as far as U.S. troops operating from nearby bases in other countries, how are the negotiations with those neighboring countries going on that? I mean, for example, is Pakistan willing to have U.S. assets on its soil?
Well, I don't want to get into the specifics of our negotiations with different countries, but we're making progress. We will defend our security interests in Afghanistan and protect ourselves against the threat of terrorism, appropriately postured to respond to the current and expected threats of terrorism from Afghanistan and otherwise.
In addition to stomping out a safe haven for extremists in Afghanistan, there was also the additional and noble goal of improving the lives of women and children. How will the U.S. continue to advocate and support that? What guarantees can the U.S. give them that there won't be any backsliding to the days of the 1990s Taliban?
Well, of course, the decision about the future is up to the Afghans. It's not the responsibility of the United States to organize other countries.
It's not. I mean, the United States led Afghanistan down the road, almost, you know, promises that lives would improve for women and children.
Thank you for asking that. Afghans, on average, live longer by 10 years than they did. Millions of Afghans go to school. Afghanistan has a free press. So we have done a great deal in support of the Afghan people to improve their lives. With regard to the Taliban, they face that choice. If they go to political negotiation as a settlement, there will be normalcy, legitimacy, end of prior status. But if they do not, will stand with the Republic and they will be isolated, they will be opposed. And so that's the choice that the Talibs have to make. But ultimately, the responsibility for Afghanistan belongs to the Afghans.
Mr. Ambassador, do you see a scenario in which the U.S. troops withdraw and are then pulled back in because of a civil war?
Well, I'm not getting into speculation about scenarios, future scenarios.
No, I'm not saying it would happen, but is that one of the scenarios you're considering?
We're not considering restarting a war in Afghanistan. We're not considering that. We are focused on supporting the Afghans, pushing for the peace, but at the same time, of course, we will protect ourselves against potential terrorists. The future is uncertain, and I do not want to speculate.
I'm not asking you to speculate, Mr. Ambassador, but, I mean, are you not concerned about the advances by the Taliban just in the past month?
Well, I'm not surprised by them, frankly, because the balance of power with the withdrawal has changed. It's some of those areas were areas that were difficult for the government to protect. But the Taliban, as I said, has a choice to make. Although they could advance militarily more, it would have negative consequences. It could produce the very circumstances that they say they do not want, which is a long war.
We've heard from many Afghans on this program that they're concerned about the future of the country. What is your message to them as the U.S. departs?
Well, I feel their pain. I share their concern about the future of Afghanistan. But the answer is not more war. The answer is a negotiated settlement.
If this is the 10th day of September, Mr. Ambassador, tomorrow would be the official day that all U.S. troops are gone. That's over. What if there is no peace settlement? What would you say to Afghans then?
Well, we will continue to work for peace. While our forces will be leaving, and that I will say on that day that our forces have departed or will depart, the departure will be completed, that we're not leaving Afghanistan. The United States is not leaving Afghanistan. We will engage, remain fully focused with a lot of energy to help them achieve peace. Afghanistan will be one of the largest, if not the largest, recipient of U.S. foreign assistance. That's not abandoning Afghanistan. That's not leaving Afghanistan. It's one element of U.S. engagement with Afghanistan that will depart the country. We want to leave a good legacy behind, and the best legacy would be to help Afghans achieve peace.
Mr. Ambassador, you know the numbers. The U.S. taxpayers have spent somewhere around $1 trillion to wage a war in Afghanistan. U.S. troops are now leaving a very uncertain situation for Afghans. 45,000 Afghan security forces have died. 111,000 civilians dead. U.S. troops fatalities far lower, but still at 2,300. One wonders what the sacrifices were about. I mean, you've been special representative since 2018. You've been a trusted advisor for the White House on Afghanistan long before that. What would you redo if you could?
Well, I mean, a lot of books would be written about our engagement in Afghanistan and lessons learned, what we did right, what we did wrong. But it's clear that the war, the way it evolved, was not going in the right direction, and that there was no military solution. We thought at one point that there was a military solution. But for reasons that will take a long time to explain, we got to a situation where there was no military option for victory. So the choice was between an endless war or to push for a political settlement. And the way to get to a political settlement was to reach an agreement with the Taliban and an end to the conflict through a political settlement and the departure of U.S. troops. So for those who have died, those who have been maimed, both American and Afghans, I think it's an imperative that we feel strongly to do what we can to help them achieve peace, negotiated peace, in which they, despite their differences on the future, on their government, that they can agree to a formula, that coexistence can take place, that differences are resolved not by military means, but by negotiations and compromise and a process that they have agreed to.
Zalmay Khalilzad is the U.S. Special Representative for Afghanistan Reconciliation. Thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you.